So it's 2021, and we start the year off right because Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is with us, and she's going to continue teaching us how we can deal with our health naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Marilyn. Happy New Year. And, in the new year, some people might be having a little bit of brain fog, maybe left over from Christmas holidays or from the new year. But brain fog is actually one of the more common symptoms that we see in practice. And a sudden onset of poor concentration, mental fatigue, inability to focus, confusion, and memory issues can actually make even the simplest tasks seem overwhelming. And we really need to look at the various causes of brain fog. So this week I'm going to look at the causes, and then next week we're going to talk about some tips to banish brain fog. So really, what causes brain fog? In particular, things like inflammation, fatigue, blood sugar imbalances such as diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and even chronic fatigue syndrome can cause those kinds of things. So let's look at what some of those triggers are. There's about eight triggers, and one of the triggers is things like hormonal imbalances. Hormonal changes can happen in pregnancy and perimenopause as a result of fluctuations in estrogen and progesterone. And these can happen during many different times in our lives. So menopause, for example, can be the cause of certainly cognitive impairment. But the good news is that the results actually show in some of the research that even though memory losses and cognitive performance was actually impaired, for example, in this research during the transition to menopause, it actually went back to premenopausal levels once menopause had been, once women get through menopause. And I have lots of naturopathic solutions to help with patients, helping them get through menopause. Stress and anxiety could certainly be a big factor because we get into our fight or flight response. And when our bodies are stuck in overdrive, we're constantly, we can basically help our body get rid of danger, but it's really hard to get rid of, or it's really hard to concentrate on day-to-day tasks. Other types of things like yeast infections, food sensitivities, celiac disease, nutrient deficiencies, chronic infections, all these kinds of things can have a role to play in terms of brain fog and brain inflammation. So if patients want a little bit more information and they want to find out if their brain fog is a result of one of these things, they give me a call and get more information.
Well, Dr. Betty, automatically when I have memory issue, I think, oh my God, dementia is going to be setting in soon. So it's comforting to know that there are many causes for brain fog and poor concentration and that they can be addressed naturally. If someone wants a complimentary consultation, are we doing 2021 with 15-minute consultations by phone or in person?
Absolutely. We're continuing by phone, by video calls, and in person. And they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And there's a link from my website, marilyns.ca, to Dr. Betty and every member of the team. If you're having issues with your health and you want to control them naturally, it can start with a conversation this new year, 2021, by calling 905-707-2001. Ask for Dr. Betty, set a date and time, ask your questions, get your answers, and look after your health. You're number one, and health is number one to you. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning how to fight brain fog next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.